Now let's turn to another aspect of life that this has disrupted, and it's Pamela Fowler on the line. Pamela says her son needs medicinal cannabis. However, it's not in Ireland, it is in the Netherlands, and of course she can't get it from the Netherlands at the moment. Pamela, good morning to you.
Hi Declan, how are you? Thank you so much for giving me the airtime this morning.
Not at all, and you've got concerns for your son. Tell us the background to this now.
We do. We have a licence from the Ministerial of Health, and we are actually on our second licence, and our current licence is issued until the 2nd of May. Now, he needs a very high THC content cannabis, medical cannabis, which can only be collected from a specific pharmacy in The Hague. This is wrote on the licence. I'm actually sick at the moment with viral meningitis, so I'm unable to travel. We have been onto the Department of Health. We've had a number of TDs and counsellors who are every day trying to get some answers for us as to why it can't be posted over or somebody from the embassy collect it. I'm the name representative on his licence, so it's not like another family member could go for us. We can't get through on the phone to the Department of Health. You can't get through to the minister's office. I have been talking to his constituency office in Bray every day, and they say they are forwarding on emails, but they get no answers. We know the yesterday of one family who have had their prescription brought into Ireland, and they collected it yesterday. But I don't understand that if there is 30-odd licence holders, I know that some people will have enough to get them through the next little while. This family didn't, and they got theirs. Ryan ran out of medicines yesterday. Now, Ryan's medicine is to control his pain. His pain is from a tumour on his back. We literally know that within a couple of days, if we can't source him his medicine, he will be back in hospital, because opiates are the only other way to control his pain.
Oh, gosh, yes.
We have been 10, sorry, I'm unwell at the moment, so my brain's a bit of a mess as well. We are approximately 10 months pharma-free at the moment. Now, Ryan was on Lyrica and Triplines for satu patches, high amounts of opiates, you know, numerous long-term affecting medicines. And his consultants, his oncologist and his gastro consultants, both back his licence. They are amazed and are completely in support of continuing him on this medicine. But at the moment, we can't get his medicine, and the government aren't helping us. Now, Ryan is one of the most vulnerable people in Ireland. You know, like, we are 12 days now in self-isolation because we're so afraid that if he catches this, he, you know, will become a very bad statistic due to his immune system.
So you're caught on every side, aren't you, Pamela? You know.
Yes, I am. Like, I can't travel. I was a week in Vincent's myself, and I'm only home approximately a week, and I'm still very sick and very weak. So there's no way I could travel.
Yeah, and you certainly couldn't. I mean, the Netherlands is not in a good shape either.
No,
it's not. And you have to go to a specific pharmacy, do you, in The Hague? There's no others. That's it.
Transvaal Pharmacy. So when you have to get a plane to Schiphol Airport, then you have to get on a train to The Hague Central, then you have to get on a tram and go 6 stops, and then you have to walk to a chemist. And this is wrote in the license that we are given. You have to buy specifically from this chemist. And within 5 days of collecting your prescription, you will have to send in your receipt. Now, we're paying privately because the HSE won't refund us. I am paying €975 a month privately to fill my son's prescription.
That is a hell of a lot of money.
Yes, and I'm, to be very honest, and it's embarrassing to say, but I'm running out of money. And I'm constantly fighting the HSE. Because if we were given a ministerial licence, I don't understand how the HSE won't cover us. But when the recommendations came out from the HSE regarding medical cannabis, there was only 3 conditions. And Ryan, being so rare in the condition that he has, he doesn't fall underneath those three. So we've had all of our reimbursement claims rejected by the HSE.
Is there no way this can be got to you from any source?
Well, I can't travel. The department won't answer it. We have TDs and councillors emailing on a daily basis. I can't thank them. They know themselves who they are. I can't thank them enough for all their efforts. But I don't understand, if one family can get it in, why couldn't it be got in one collection for everybody who needed it?
And do the other people who need this and have the licences, do they have the same designated pharmacy in The Hague?
Yes. We all do.
Okay. Well, that's a good start, isn't it? That's a good start, yeah.
Yeah.
That it's one place and people are not talking to all different ones. So what we need is a shipment, isn't it? Some sort of a shipment.
Yes, but you see, you can't import it, so we can't get it in the post. Now, I have a person who lives in The Hague who is willing to go and collect Ryan's prescription. But we need to have customs clearance on this side, which we can't get.
And the local TDs and the local councillors and people you've spoken to, Pamela, I mean, it's really up to them to clear this. I mean, this should be, you know, at the end of the day, an individual thing that they should be able to just sort for you and others, shouldn't it?
Yes, you would think the logic behind it is simple, but I'm now 2 weeks trying to do this, and I'm just hitting blank walls everywhere I turn, and the amount of TDs who are helping and sending Simon Harris emails on a daily basis, and we're just not getting replies. And like, Ryan is now with no medicine, and I'm
and you can't have him that because
he's back in hospital.
Exactly, and it's not the time for the hospital to have Ryan, especially if there's a solution to have him at home. So is it possible to have a delivery from the pharmacy to a hospital here, you know, to Loughlinstown or something like that, which the customs people would be happy with, but at least that's going to a hospital, and then you could deal with the bureaucracy of getting it at the hospital?
From what I know, the Dutch government don't allow export of the medicines. Because I know in the UK they have one person who collects all of the UK prescriptions and then delivers them out within the UK, but we don't even have that in Ireland.
Well, the way that Simon Coveney has organised Peru, it seems, there's people in a hopeless situation. They couldn't travel down the road without being stopped by the army and things like that. And seemingly, according to news, he's after sorting out a flight to bring people from all over Peru to be able to come back to Europe, at least, and probably to Ireland. Surely, for getting this stuff that's really needed, which you can travel within Schiphol if you're in the best of your health and there were flights, surely they could do something similarly for a regular shipment to everybody who needs it.
You would think that, and I thought that. I thought that, you know, that they would, you know, knowing that the situation that the country is in, that they would come up with a plan. But we've just been kind of, you know, every time you ring, it's like, oh, we'll get back to you, and we haven't heard anything, and I'm waiting. You know, every day I'm checking emails, I'm sending on emails, please, and I'm begging people, please, can you help us out here? You know, he's going to end up back in hospital. And I just don't seem to be getting anywhere, Declan. I just don't understand why somebody can't come up with a very simple plan. And if one family got it, why can't all the ministerial license holders get theirs?
Have you been talking to Vera Toomey about it?
Yes, but I wouldn't like to comment on other people.
Oh, I understand that. But has she got advice on this, or has she got thoughts on it, do you know? I know we'll talk to her herself, and I don't want you to break any confidences, obviously, but in a way you could be in the same boat as such.
Well, she has a post on her Facebook post if people would like to read it, but personally I don't want to comment on anybody else's case.
Sure, okay, that's understandable. So we need to sort your case.
Yes.
I know probably Simon Harris is, you know, looking at the broad picture all the time, and he's probably not in a position to look after his constituents. And I suppose you can't really say
good
about that.
I met with Simon Harris last October in regards to getting reimbursed, and he was supposedly going to try and help me.
Well, then he should do it now. He should revisit that now.
And then he agreed to meet with Ryan because Ryan wanted to explain to him himself what it's like. And he failed even then, and still to this day has failed to meet with Ryan, even though Ryan is a member of his constituency.
Right. So we're up against the brick wall, but it seems there could be solutions.
There is. There is very simple solutions if people will just take a few moments out to sit down and work it out.
So what's going to happen over the weekend, Pamela?
I'm terrified now to know what's ahead of us, to be honest. I really don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Can we come back to you then early next week and see if we can get on to some people too?
If you could help in any way, Declan, I would really appreciate it. As a family, well, we would really appreciate it because we are up against it now at the moment and we are terrified for Ryan.
Understandably. Thanks, Pamela. Good morning to you. Thank you.
No problems. Thanks so much for your time, Declan. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.